are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Radio listeners, live stream viewers, and of course our television audience right here from Pretoria, Tshwane, the capital of South Africa, in the center, in the heart of South Africa, we welcome you. Know God's got a divine appointment with you tonight. Thank you for being with us. Don't leave your television set. Stay tuned to that computer, because tonight is your night, whether you like to know it or not. Come on, let's welcome them all in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 18. As we talk about this generation that God is raising up. How many of you got your Dream Week tickets? Amen. How many of you are going to Dream Week? Come on. Hallelujah. Big shout out to our teenagers that are taking over in schools. Come on, come on. Oh, give the teenagers a big shout all over South Africa. Of course, if the devil stops the teachers, then the children are going to have Bible studies and prayer meetings in the schools, okay? If the Constitutional Court says we may not have assemblies, we will have the children mobilized. God is raising up a new generation. Come on, a fearless generation, a generation that will not be stopped, a generation that will plunder hell and populate heaven, a generation that will not be intimidated, a generation that will not roll over, a generation that will preach the gospel of Jesus unashamedly. Shout amen if you believe it tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When revival comes, it's going to come through the teenagers and the students. Come on, the students. Big shout out. They're in Bloemfontein as well. And through our children. Our children will preach the gospel. Our children will see a move of God. We had one of our children, they had to write about another religion, and the child said, I'm not going to talk about another religion, and wrote about Jesus Christ, and they did an essay on Jesus Christ, who Jesus is, why Jesus came, and the child got full marks for standing up for Jesus, refusing to be taught other false religions. Come on, refusing to be taught New Age. That child stood up for Jesus. A big shout out for that beautiful girl. Come on, one of our pastor's daughters. Great job, great job. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't live with apology. We're not going to fit in. We're not going to be intimidated. We're not going to roll over. So we need the mighty men to stand up for God. I call to pray tonight. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 20. So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and he said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. The people answered him not a word. I pray for the opportunity for me to stand in parliament one day, very soon, and to read the scripture for every Christian MP and every Christian minister and every Christian in politics, where they will make up their minds who the God is of South Africa. If Jesus Christ is Lord, then we will glorify Jesus in this nation. We will not go silent. We will not give back this country to the devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that before 94, a revolution was pending over South Africa, but people were praying. People that were oppressed were praying. People were praying in the townships, and God brought a revival to South Africa and stopped a revolution. Many prophets of doom prophesied it's the end of South Africa. Many great men of God, quote unquote, said the blood will flow in the streets of South Africa. But I want to tell you, there were people who prayed, and my Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and pray, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Somebody say, God heal South Africa. But the people answered him not a word. There's a lot of debate in parliament, a lot of debate in the Constitutional Court about where does God fit into society. Now I want to tell you, we are on a campaign to get Jesus Christ at the center of South Africa. We will acknowledge the goodness and the mercy of God in South Africa. A God who brought peace to this country. We may not be where we want to be, but thank God we are not where we used to be. Come on, you can shout amen tonight in Jesus' name. We do not want to become like Europe, a post-Christian generation. We want to stand for God and preserve a legacy for our children's children. Young people, your children that are not even born yet, you have to learn to fight for them. It's not about now. It is about 40 years from now that this country will be the land of God. So we have to discern the hour, understand the urgency of the time, without losing our joy And as parents, we have to engage on school committees. Get involved in every platform. Let your voice be heard. Because one Afrikaner in Stellenbosch managed to get Christianity and to challenge Christianity in our schools. He had a campaign of 7 years. He eventually went to the Constitutional Court and managed to get the Christian schools to be indicted if they will continue with a Christian ethos. Now, we are challenging that. And one of the members in our church last Sunday phoned me through Pastor Andre Lombard and said, Pastor, she's a member of parliament, been in our church for many years, been a member of parliament for 18 years. She said, Pastor, I'm going to parliament and I'm going to go with this agenda to tell people we have to bring Jesus back. We cannot take Jesus out of our schools. How long will you halt between two opinions? If God is God, then follow him. She phoned both the Minister of Education, the Minister of Justice in 5 minutes to say we have to talk about this. We have to talk about the future of South Africa. For the first time ever in Bloemfontein, gangs are running our schools. Over 3,000 young people in gangs, Bloemfontein. 3,000 young people from the age 9 years old. Of the youngest kids that have killed people through gang initiations are children 9 years old, 12 years old. Controlled by the gangs in prison. Well, we're not just going to preach the gospel, Pastor Harry, in the prisons. We are going to reform the prisons with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on. We are going to see the greatest criminals come to Christ. We are going to see a reformation in South Africa. We are going to see a move of God. Oh, come on. Of God in South Africa. In the name of Jesus, we will not roll over. Teachers are resigning because they fear for their lives. First time ever, we have teachers that have to sit behind steel cages to give classes. And I'm not talking in drug-infested areas. I'm talking about schools where I grew up with schools where were prominent schools in our communities. So we cannot play church. We have to understand why we are alive. We have to understand that the church is one generation away from failure. That's why I'm so thankful to God that we sit with tens of thousands of young people in Christian Revival Church and in churches all over South Africa, all over the world. I'm telling you something tonight. God is doing a new thing in a young generation, the millennial generation. There's a stirring by the Spirit of God. There's a wave of revival waiting to hit these young people, and nobody will be able to silence them. Say amen in Jesus. So as young people, we need to also make up our minds who this God is and not think about the party, but think about how we're going to influence those going to the party, because your party will turn into a disaster tomorrow if we do not get those people to Christ. How long will you halt between two opinions? Businessmen in South Africa playing it safe. What you fear to lose, you will end up losing. You have to engage. Land reform. Social injustice is being addressed. We have to be the generation who understand the responsibility of engagement. Amen. This revival is different than other revivals. It's not just going to be falling over in church on Sunday and having a great goosebump. It's going to be a revival of fire, a revival of empowerment, a revival that will burn in your heart and get you out of the church to make a difference in your world from the top to the bottom of society. You will set a church on fire. You will set a school on fire. You will set a university on fire. You will set a township on fire. You will set a family on fire, a generation on fire, because you will not be able to contain the river of God that will flow through you. Shout amen in the name of Jesus. How long will you halt between two opinions? I challenge politicians, because in the office, in the back room, they will be vocal about their Christianity. But when parliament comes, no one wants to talk about this God who created us all. This God who is the only hope of South Africa. The only answer for the moral decay and degeneration is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nothing else can change a human heart. No legislation can. No outer laws imposed on human beings can change them. So greater laws will not change the hearts of people. We need the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need the outpouring of God's love. We need Jesus at the center of our nation. For the Bible says, blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Come on, somebody stand to your feet and give Jesus a praise for 10 seconds. Come on, let heaven come down. to South Africa. Amen. 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 For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Though the battle may be in the physical, or the manifestation may be in the physical, the battle is in the spiritual. And God gave us the power. God gave us the weapon. This lady who phoned me through Pastor Andre said to me, Pastor, I'm a Christian, but we've become silent. Because people fight about everything else, but about what we should fight for. And by that, I'm not saying we fight other religions. If people want to worship a tree, let them worship a tree. Amen. We're not going to form legislation and say you may not worship a tree. But we're not going to have you impose upon our children to learn how to worship the tree. We serve the living God and we will teach our children in the ways of God. So we will challenge our education system. Can you say amen? If you believe that you came from a monkey, that's for you. Don't impose that on our children. Don't. Like people say, kids have to be exposed to everything. Where did you see that? The Bible says, evil communication corrupt good morals. A child does not know what is right and what is wrong. That's why the parents and the teachers, Christian teachers, and the church of God should educate and train children in the ways they should go. And I'm not talking out of a point of insecurity, because the light in us is greater than the darkness out there. I'm talking from a stance of responsibility to protect this nation, to protect the ground that God has given us in this nation, to protect the revolution that happened in pre-94, which was not a revolution driven by hatred, but a revolution driven by love. People who were persecuted, many young people, your parents, you mad and they forgave. You want to burn a building and they prayed. They exercised a greater power that got heaven's attention and cause God to intervene. So if we want a blessed future for our nation, we all will have to learn to go to our knees in prayer. And our young people like never should mobilize themselves in our schools, in our universities. If they stop you from preaching to the whole hostel, then go to the bedroom and get the Christians to pray together. If they stop you in the bedroom, then go to the sidewalk. If they stop you on the sidewalk, then go to the street. But do not give up your witness and don't stop praying. Say amen in Jesus' name. We've come too far to give this country to the devil. So we have to start in-house. And we have to make it up out for ourselves who this God is. Who is this God? Who is this God? Not the God of my ancestors. Who is this God? Who is this Jehovah? Who is this Jesus? Who is this Messiah? Because once you discover this Messiah, you discover who this Messiah created you to be. And you can't just live a mediocre life. You cannot just live a hard-hearted life. You don't look at people through the eyes of man. You look at people through the compassion of God. You see people differently and you realize that you have an eternal purpose. So it's a time in the nation where Israel again has played the harlot and they've abandoned their God. And God uses a man to get the people's attention. And he says, how long will you be silent? I mean, how many quiet Christians? And I'm not saying you should stand up there and wave your Bible and preach hellfire and brimstone. It's not the gospel. But we have to stand up and say, excuse me, sir, there is a better way. And his name is Jesus Christ. He came to save the world. There is a better way. There is a better way to bring moral regeneration to the hearts of young people. And that is through Jesus Christ. You say, Pastor, how can you say that with so much confidence? Because he regenerated me. Amen. He changed my heart. I was an angry young rebel. I was a hater before I got saved. I was a user of many things. I was somebody that beat it up on other people. I beat up on other people. I was an angry person. I was so mad at people. I put my own brother, my flesh and blood, in the hospital one night by kicking his head in. I realized then how little love I had for my own flesh and blood. That shocked me. To realize how far I had lost the way. That there was not even an ounce of love in me for my own flesh and blood any longer. And then God, this amazing God, saved my brother. And he looked at me differently, talked to me differently, created me differently. And for the first time, I saw love in the eyes of my brother. And he invited me to church. And that's where I found the Messiah, the Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on. And he changed my brokenness. He healed my broken. Oh, come on. In the name of Jesus. He took out the heart of stone. And he gave me a heart of flesh. And he changed me. So when we look at our country and we see what is happening, we should not get unsettled, and we should not think there is no hope in South Africa and become like the prophets of doom that want to climb on a plane and go to New Zealand or Australia or England or Timbuktu or wherever. We should not think there is a better place out there in the world, because the safest place for you to be is in the will of God, if you understand who your God is and you understand what you have received from this amazing God, that God is in control, that God is greater than the devil, that the light in you is greater than the darkness in the world. But we have to arise. We have to shine. We have to take our place in South Africa. We have to take our place in our communities. We have to take our place on every platform. We have to take our place in Parliament. Come on. We have to take our place in the schools. In the name of Jesus. We have to take our place in business. We have to take our place in sport. We have to take our place in the arts and in the culture and in entertainment. We cannot be silenced. Because if we become silent, there is no hope for future generations. We are the ones standing between the living and the dead. We are the ones standing between those who are born and those who are yet to be born. That's why God has always positioned His church to be the hope of the world. Isaiah 59 verse 19, the second part says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. What am I saying to you today? I'm saying to you tonight that God needs you. I'm saying to you tonight that you were born for this hour, not just to go to heaven, but to make a difference in your world. You were born to be a deliverer. You were born to be a friend. You were born to be a healer. You were born to be a refresher. You were born to be an encourager. You were born, come on, to be somebody's friend that will bring them to Christ and bring them to salvation. You were born for this hour, for a time such as this. Shout amen if you believe it tonight in Jesus. And that means we're not just going to waste our lives away. We're not going to play church every week. We're going to understand what our time is and what our calling is. So it's a time in Israel where God calls His prophet to challenge the nation. As I believe leaders, Christian leaders, should, not with judgment, but we should look people in the eye and say to people, if the Lord is God, then follow Him. If not, then just don't say in privacy that Jesus Christ is the answer, but publicly you deny Him. Can we know where you stand, sir? Can we know where you stand? Can we know what you truly believe? Do you believe in God or do you believe in the witch doctor? Who do you truly follow? Who is the hope of South Africa? Make up your mind whether you will worship God or your ancestors, whether you will worship God or your culture and your tradition and your race and your color and your hurt and your past. What will you worship? You have to make up your mind, because if you don't know, nobody else in your world will. So how long will you hold between two opinions? If the Lord is God, then follow Him. If not, then follow Him. Follow Baal. Go pray to your tree. Amen. Amen. Go worship your moon. Go read your horoscope. Go to the medicine man and get ropes tied around your body. Let's see if those ropes can heal you. Go put money in your shoe and see if the money will cause prosperity to come into your life. Go bury something at your front door. Go slaughter an animal and pour the blood out over your house, or pour the blood out over something. Go if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the answer. But do not marry Baal worship with the living God. Make up your mind who this God is. Make up your mind whether this God is worthy. Make up your mind whether Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Make up your mind whether you will follow Him with every ounce of your breath in the name of Jesus. Come on. I need somebody to give the Lord Jesus a praise in this house tonight. But the people answered Him not a word. Unlike tonight, amen. We have a lot of believers here. People answered Him not a word. You sit and talk to people sometimes and they just sit. And I wonder, what are you thinking? Say something. Because you can't be neutral. You believe something. What do you believe? Like Paul on the road to Damascus, when he met this amazing Jesus, he said, Paul, it is hard for you to go against me. He said, who are you, Jesus? He knew exactly who Jesus was. He was persecuting Jesus. And when he has this revelation of Jesus, he says, what is it that you want me to do? What is the purpose of my life? Why am I in business? Why am I a teacher? Why am I a student? Why am I a sportsman? Why am I in the entertainment industry? Thank God for Justin Bieber, who got saved, radically saved. Come on, we give the Lord a praise for a young man that is standing up. Come on. Over 100 million followers, and he's standing up for Jesus Christ, sacrificing how many millions and millions and millions of dollars. Come on. Making how many people mad in the entertainment industry. But he realized that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the truth, Jesus is the way. It's time for this generation to believe in the Christ, to believe in the Messiah, to be radically unashamed. Come on, somebody. Say, Pastor, it's not a very deep message. No, it's not. You're right. But it's going to change things. It's going to change our country. Because all we need is somebody to stand up. We just need somebody to stand up. When you sit in that business meeting and everybody's negative, just say, sir, respectfully, can I pray? Why not? And if they say no, what have you lost? Chances are they going to say yes. And you say, Father, in Jesus' name. And you pause. Father, in Jesus' name. That's it. Father, in Jesus' name. Bless this company. Amen. And that's it. They're like. That's all you have to do. God loves you. Jesus loves you. That mother that drops off the child at school, that you can see under the weather, just to take her hand and to say to her, you know, God loves you. Just plant that seed. Stand for God. You never know what God is doing when you stand for God, like Elijah. Elijah could have had his tail between his legs and run the other direction like everybody else, but he did not. He risked his life and he stood up and he gathered the people and he said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If God is God, then follow him. That's what I want to say to each one of us tonight. If God is God, follow him. Make up your mind. The cross before you, the world behind you. Make up your mind once and for all. There's nothing out there in the world that will satisfy you. There is nothing out there in a relationship that will fill the void in your heart. When you have Jesus, you have the bread of life. You have the pearl of great price. You have the words of life. You have a river that never runs dry. Come on, let's celebrate the Lord Jesus tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Imagine what's going to happen if we all stand up. If the person that's a famous musician has his concert and at the end of the concert sings Amazing Grace. Everybody may be drunk. I did a marriage once in a nightclub and people were smoking. And I mean, you've never seen a bride's dress like that. I want to tell you something. I had to look to the ceiling, by the way, because these were real sinners, but I love to go where sinners are. It was a lo and behold dress. Amen. A holy dress. Uplifted. I want to tell you, people were sitting, it was in a nightclub, the bar, there must have been like 200-300 people there, and they asked me, because I was a street preacher, and I said, street evangelist, I said, I'll take it. I mean, I walk in there, people are tattooed from there to their toes, people are drinking, smoking, I say, I feel at home. You know, I don't always feel at home at church, I don't really feel at home with religious people, I have to, not that we are religious, yeah, but I like it to just get out where people are still lost. So we remember what Jesus did for us, and you see how God, how great God's grace is. Yeah. I mean, and you know, I did my thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Moi alles. And then when I prayed, the presence of God came. The bride began to weep. And normally it's the woman first. Okay. Everywhere. They were sitting there drunk and smoking, and the smoke stopped. And it's like a moment in eternity, everything just became quiet as Jesus came into the place. Led half of them to the Lord. Amen. Led half of them to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. How amazing is our Jesus? If you will just take Jesus to your world wherever you are, if you will lift him up, if you will lift him up. When God started using me with preaching at schools, I used to take my brother with me to play saxophone. And one day he wasn't there, so I took a lady with me to play a piano. And I went to UNICE on an invitation, and the whole school was there. I mean, girls, you know. I'm the only guy. The principal was Mrs. Posthumous. I'm standing on the school, and I'm talking, and none of the girls are listening. They don't listen. I mean, it's like, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And it's like the Holy Spirit says to me, sing. Now, I'm not a singer. I can sing. Zimbamba. That's what I can sing. Okay. But I said to Anna Marie, play. And I sang. As I sang, the presence of God fell. The presence of God. I just made up a song. I just made up my own song. A song to the Lord. I just closed my eyes, worshiped the Lord, because that's what I had. I knew that the presence of God, if I just honor the presence of God, things are going to change. So I sang for about 30 seconds, you know, and the God just took over. First thing that happened was the principal sitting right behind me, gave me 20 minutes, she started crying. Then the other teachers on the platform started weeping, and she said to me, just go on, just go on, just go on. Made an altar call, 90% of the girls gave their lives to the Lord, and then they kept me there the whole day. Listen. She kept me there the whole day at school. I was supposed to go there from 7:45 to 8:05. I was there till 1:30. They got the biggest class, and they brought the girls in class for class for class for class for class. And I preached to every class the gospel message, laid hands on the girls. We had revival in UNICE just because I lifted up the name of Jesus Christ. Come on! The Bible says when we lift up the name of Jesus, He will draw all men unto Him. It's time to go radical. It's time to be radical for Jesus in our world, on our schools, our universities, in Jesus' name. You know, when people march, like it's Women's Month now, and they march against violence against women and children, I'm all for that. And if you want to march, march. But just if you're going to make placards, then just make placards. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the healer. Let's get Jesus Christ out there. Because He's the only one who can heal a woman's broken heart. He's the only one who can restore a woman's dignity. We have to be His hands and His feet and take Him to our community. And tonight I believe God is talking to young people all over South Africa. There's something that God has called you to do. Maybe because of fear. Maybe you feel intimidated. Maybe you feel inadequate. But those are all lies of the devil. I tell you, sometimes when God called me to do things in the early years, I was standing, but my knees were knocking one another. Amen. I mean, my pants were shaking. Everything was shaking until I opened my mouth and began to speak. And then the presence of God would come, and I would feel safe every time the presence of God shows up. And I learned that my confidence is in that name. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. I've learned. If I lift up the name of Jesus Christ, I'm okay. Because the Holy Spirit came to glorify Jesus. I can say Jesus 10 times in one sentence, and then God changes the atmosphere. Takes over. We are not going to take Jesus out of South Africa. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Oh, come on, say amen if you believe it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm asking people all over, because we have a lot of influential people. That's why I say these things. That you will use the influence God gave you. First time ever in universities. People are no longer opening in prayer. The Bible is no longer being read. So let's take God out of society. And where will that get us? We're not changing South Africa sitting here tonight. We need to get what we have out into the world. And stand for God if you're the dean of a university. And open that university in the name of Jesus. And if other people want to pray in their names, let them pray. But the name of Jesus is more powerful. But we're not just taking the name of Jesus out of the equation. Are you listening? We're at war with the forces of darkness. It's a critical time in our nation. And I believe that God is going to raise up women to lead the charge. I believe God's going to raise up women to lead the charge of Christianity in South Africa. Women that will fight for our children and our children's children. Come on. Women who will stand for Jesus. Women who will march for Jesus. Women who will not be intimidated. Because I'll tell you something, even the politicians know if you touch a woman, you're in trouble. I pray the fire of God upon the woman. Pray the fire of God upon our educators. Over 50% of members of parliament are women, most of them born again. Stop worrying about what must happen to the president. Begin to think about the nation. Begin to pray for this nation. And begin to open your mouth where God has placed you. Amen. This country is facing greater challenges right now than we did pre-94. And the answer is not to sit on the sideline. The answer is to engage. And I want to challenge every Christian, students, children, to get involved on the forums in university, committees, parent school committees, committees in your neighborhoods. Because you do not change society bottom up, you change society top down. And we need Christians to understand the hope of their calling. That God has blessed you and God has placed you there for His kingdom purpose. Way beyond coming to church on a Sunday and giving money into an offering, but using the platform, the mountain that God gave you. I pray for a revival among our musicians all over South Africa. That Christian songs will not just be sung through gospel artists, but those Christians, no matter what your genre of music is, that God will use you at the end of your concert, that you will sing Amazing Grace or whatever song you want to sing, so that the heavens will open and the presence of God will come down and people will turn to Christ. You have the platform. God has given you the platform. Can you say amen tonight? You're sitting here tonight, you're in Pretoria in one of our churches all over the country. You say, Pastor, you're talking to me tonight. There's something I have to do, and tonight I'm going to stand up. Tonight I'm going to be that prayer warrior. I'm going to be that leader in that school. There's something that God's called me to be. Maybe I know our members of parliament are all down in Cape Town right now, but maybe you're in an area of politics and you've been quiet. I believe tonight God's going to strengthen you, and He's going to refresh you, and He's going to put fresh wind in your sails and fire in your bones, so that you will stand for Jesus Christ, not with judgment, not with condemnation, not pointing out people's sin, but magnifying this amazing Savior, this Jesus who died for the sin of the world. Because when you stand for Him, there's no telling what will happen in your world where God has placed you. One rugby player, one soccer player. Maybe you got saved as a soccer player. You can go back to that team and say, hey guys, we've done it wrong. We've done it wrong. We've done it wrong. We've messed up. We all know we've messed up. I want to tell you that Jesus saved me. Let's get and challenge your world. Challenge your team. Maybe as a rugby player, netball player, Jukskei speler, Verspoeg, Pitspoeg, what you were called doing. The gym you go to. The friends you hang out with. Say, hey guys, listen. You know, we all Christian, we're going to the clubs, etc. Let's get serious with God. Let's get serious with God. Come on, let's make a covenant with one another. Let's serve God for real. Let's not do this one foot in the world, one foot in the church. Let's not waver. Let's not waver. Let's do this full on. Let's serve God. Let's see what's gonna happen. Let's serve God. Come on. Let's live for God. Not religiously, but because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Let's live for God. Let's stand for God in our generation. Let's go tell our parents what Jesus has done for us. Let's go to our uncles and our aunts and tell them what Jesus has done for us. Let's go to our neighbors and tell them what Jesus has done for us. Come on, let's go to people around us and tell them what Jesus has done for us. Let's tell our children what Jesus has done for us. Let's tell our best friends what Jesus has done for us. Come on, because He saved your soul. He forgave your sin. He delivered you from hell. He forgave you every iniquity that you ever committed. But you can't keep this to yourself. You've got to tell somebody what the Lord has done for you. I pray that God sets you on fire tonight. Father, how can we not love you back for all that you've done for us? The price that you paid for us. You forgave us when we least deserved it. You set us free. You sent your Son to die for us. No one knows what you've done for each one of us. And tonight we come to thank you. We come to give our lives back to you. To say, here I am, Lord, use me for your glory. Have your way, Father, in every heart, I pray tonight. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Let your kingdom rule. Let your presence come. Let not one person leave untouched, unchanged by your love and your presence. In Jesus' name, before we go any further, maybe you've come here tonight, you say, I don't know Jesus. If I die tonight, I don't know where I will spend eternity. I can't tell you that there was a day that I gave my life to Jesus. Maybe you're standing here today, there in Bloemfontein, in Johannesburg, in Cape Town, in Durban, in one of our churches, in Gaborone. And you say, I used to serve God, but I've grown cold. I've wandered away from my Father's house like the prodigal son. But tonight as you spoke, I realize I've been sitting on the fence. I realize tonight that I have to give my life back to Jesus. I don't want to play Christianity. I don't want to stand before God one day and not know that I know that I know that my life was right. Tonight I've heard that I have to make a decision, and I'm ready to make that decision. I want to give you this opportunity tonight while every head is bowed, every eye is closed in this place, in all our churches. I want you and challenge you to make a decision. Maybe you are the one tonight that have to open your heart and allow Jesus to come and take His rightful place. Maybe you are the one that have wandered away from your Father's house. Maybe you are the one that have lost yourself in this journey called life. Tonight God has gathered all these people to get your attention. Sitting there in Windhoek, there in Pietermaritzburg, in Port Elizabeth, in one of our many churches, there is no distance in the realm of the Spirit. God is calling you tonight to come home. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You say, Pastor, there is a stirring in my heart. I feel God talking to me. I don't understand it, but I know God is talking to me. And I want to make my peace with God. I want to give my life back to Jesus. I need a new beginning. I need a fresh start. Then I want to pray for you tonight, because God is waiting for you. God is knocking at your heart tonight, calling you to come home. There is a place for you at the foot of the cross. It really doesn't matter what you've done, how you've messed up. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died for you so that you can be forgiven. And how we need forgiveness. We all need God's love and God's forgiveness. And God is offering that to you tonight.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Utt.
Pray this right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself back to you. I open my heart and I invite you, Jesus Christ, to take your rightful place, to be my Lord and to be my Savior now and forever. I publicly declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord. Father, I believe with all my heart that your Son Jesus died for all my sin. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and that He is alive. Tonight, I turn to you. I give my life back to you, Father. I receive your love. I receive your mercy. I receive your forgiveness. And I know that you hear my prayer, that I am now the child of God. Forgiven in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I want to tell you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.